This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Heyo, thank you for tuning in to another rant episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. I just want to talk about today this idea that we all have hidden potential. And this is going to be kind of a controversial episode. This is going to be one of those episodes that people reach out to me afterwards and say, I absolutely disagree, and that's totally fine. I want to have those conversations. So if you do disagree, please reach out to me on Twitter, on Instagram, in the Facebook community. Or if you do agree, reach out to me on Twitter, on Instagram, in the Facebook community. I really, really want to know what your thoughts are on this. So a trend that I've noticed, and it's not a recent trend, it's been happening for a little while now, but something I've noticed is that self-help gurus and coaches and, you know, the industry people, the ones that don't necessarily add that much value to the space, you know who I'm speaking of, or the types of people I'm speaking of, at least, they've started to do this thing where they talk about how, you know, they help people unlock their hidden potential, or they, if you ask them what they do, they say that they hate to see when people are just wasting their potential. And something about that bugged me. You know, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw this guy talking about that, and it just kind of bugged me a little bit, like something about the idea of it. And so I started thinking about it, and here's what I've come to as a here's where I stand on this, I guess. I don't think any of us have any potential whatsoever. Now, before you turn this episode off, let me explain. I don't think that we come out of the womb with some magic hidden potential that is just waiting to be unlocked. I don't think that we are special in any way compared to anybody else, or that we have any more or less potential than anybody else. And I think that when somebody says that, like when you see those Facebook ads or marketing materials or whatever it is, or quotes on a book that's about, you know, how to unlock your hidden potential and claim the life you've always wanted, or how to do X, Y, and Z and become the best version of you, and all of just the quotes. I think what that's doing is sort of reinforcing this idea that people who pursue self-help and people who spend money in this industry and people who attend all of the talks and read all of the books and just end up becoming self-help junkies are inherently better than other people. Now, for those of you who remember episode 179 of the podcast, one of my most controversial episodes where I sort of called out the self-help industry, and this is sort of a continuation of that, I guess. What really bugs me about this is that it just creates that sort of elitist mentality, right? So if certain people have hidden potential and others don't, then all of a sudden the people with hidden potential are better than the others who don't. And surprise, surprise, the people who are buying the books and attending the conferences are all the people that have hidden potential, versus the people who aren't, and they're not being told that they have hidden potential. So that's what bugs me. And I think what's actually true is that none of us have any hidden potential whatsoever. None of us have any potential whatsoever. None of us have the capability of doing anything ever. But humans as a whole have the special skill of choice. Humans can think. Humans can decide. Humans can explore and imagine and create and build and pursue progress. Humans are special as a species, not individual humans. As a species, we are special. And so what that means, and many of you might say, well, you know, this is a question of semantics, like if we are special, then everyone has hidden potential. But no, I don't think it's hidden. I think that if you are not pursuing what you are capable of, then that is a choice, just as if you do pursue what you are capable of, you are making a choice. It's not hidden. It truly is not. It's not a hidden thing that you need to mine deep into yourself to discover. Like, you're a human being, and as a result, you know that it's possible for you to pursue progress in any area that you choose to pursue progress in. And if you choose not to do that, whether consciously or unconsciously, you're just making a choice. It's not a hidden thing that needs to be discovered. Those of us who do try to pursue progress in different areas, we're making a choice to do that. And we're no better or worse than the people who don't make the choice. We are just making a different choice. And I think what this does, what this, frankly, quite subtle reframing does, is it just takes the bullshit out of it. Excuse my language. I'm going to have to mark this episode explicit, I guess. It just takes the nonsense out of it. Like, we are humans. And by the nature of being human, we have the ability to do things that other species cannot do. That is why the world is the way it is. That is why we have skyscrapers. That is why we have automobiles. That is why we have the internet. That is why we have everything that we have, because humans are special as a whole. Each individual human can make the choice to pursue something, or they can make the choice not to. But none of us have a hidden potential. The potential is right in front of us by the nature of the fact that we are humans. And so it frustrates me when you have these life coaches talking about how they help people unlock their hidden potential. No, that's not what's happening. What is happening is that somebody is making a choice not to do something, and they eventually switch and make a choice to do something. You don't need to pay somebody $20,000 or attend an event to make a different choice. It's the same choice as when you woke up and decided what to have for breakfast, or even whether or not you should have breakfast. Like, that's it. It's that simple. It's a choice. Wake up and choose to pursue something, or wake up and don't. That's it. That's it. That's all that's involved. You don't have to pay somebody $20,000 to teach you how to make a choice while they disguise it as them unlocking some hidden potential in you. Like, just cut the crap, man. Just cut the nonsense. Anyway, like I said, let me know what you think about this. I know it's a little bit controversial, and I know many of you are going to lose your minds over it. But hit me up anyway. I'm always open to discussion. I'm perfectly fine if I turn out to be wrong. I don't think that I am, but the purpose of releasing this and the purpose of having this podcast in general is to have that discussion. So reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas. Reach out to me on Instagram at Greg Clunas. Reach out to me in the Facebook community if you're a part of it. Let me know what you think, and let's have that discussion. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope you have a fantastic weekend if you're listening on Friday. If not, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you in the next episode.